most people are pretty good at telling you what's wrong with their life. Come on, we don't mind having a bit of a whinge. But those same people often aren't very good at doing anything about it. So what's your objective for this year? What do you want to change? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program, as today we take a look at the things you'd like to change from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. Over many years, one of the things that I've done a lot of is to consult to businesses large and small and government agencies across Australia, across New Zealand, and in fact around the world. I guess it would be probably over 300 organisations that I've worked for in the past 20 years in one capacity or another. And when you're involved in a business or in a government agency, one of the things you do a lot of is you go to meetings. Now, some organisations more than others, but nevertheless, it can seem sometimes that you're going from one meeting to the next all day long. And in many of those organisations, they sit there, they talk about all sorts of things for hours, but at the end, no one agrees on any action points. What needs doing? Who's going to do each one? What's the deadline? Now, you'd think that the whole point of a meeting is to get things done. But in a lot of organisations, that's simply not what happens. And so there's a lot of discussion. Often people feel great after having talked things through, but nothing gets done. You'd have to think to yourself, well, that's pretty much a waste of time and money. And you'd be right, it is. Yet this madness isn't restricted to large organisations. You see people running their lives in exactly the same way. Now, that might surprise you, but just stop and think about it. People complain. Let's say it's a wife complaining about her husband. I always find that interesting. He doesn't listen to me. He doesn't understand how I feel. He doesn't talk to me after he comes home from work. I don't think he loves me anymore. Or a husband complaining about his wife. Oh, she's always nagging at me. I feel henpecked. It's driving me absolutely crazy. I can't stand it anymore. Have you ever heard those words spoken by a wife or a husband? Have you ever been guilty of doing the same? And sometimes this whinging and complaining goes on for years with no improvement or resolution. It's just like those meetings I was just telling you about. People talking, 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 but never doing anything about it. Why, you have to ask yourself, is that? Just because. Because that's what people do. That's how people behave. We're good at talking about things. We're not so good, some of us, when it comes to actually doing something about it. If I can take you back to those meetings with my clients, one of the men whom I'll never forget is a man called Mick McShay. He was a senior manager in a government organisation where, well, to be honest, they had lots of meetings where nothing much happened. But when Mick ran a meeting, things always happened. Because at the end of the meeting, he'd hop up, grab a pen, and go to the whiteboard and draw a table with three columns. The first column was what needed to be done. The second column was who was responsible for doing it. And the last column was when, what was the due date of the action to be completed. And he would always make sure that the first three tasks on the table were allocated to him. In other words, as we used to say in the military, he was a leader who led from the front. He led by example. Yeah, whenever Mick ran a meeting, things would get done. It's about deciding to take action and then taking the responsibility to get the job done. A wife who feels misunderstood could think about asking an older woman with wisdom and experience what she could do. She could talk to her husband about it and try to understand his perspective. They could work together to modify their behaviour, to empathise with one another, to draw close to one another again. That'd be great, wouldn't it? But often we don't do those things because we're like those people who like to go to meetings without any intention whatsoever of achieving anything. Unless, of course, someone else does the heavy lifting. Is any of this new? Is any of this rocket science? Not really. It's as old as the hills. Have a listen to how Jesus put it. Everyone who hears my words and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Because when the rain fell, the floods came and the winds blew and they beat on that house, but it didn't fall because it had been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and how great was its fall. Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as someone having authority, not as their scribes. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. He had a lot of really wise things to say, did Jesus. But here's what he's saying to us in effect. Look, don't just come along to hear me speak and to be entertained. Take what I'm talking about into your hearts and actually get out there and start doing it, because it's going to make a huge difference to your life. Hey, maybe that's where Nike got their strap line. Just do it. Who knows? You know some of the things that need sorting out in your life, whether it's your own sense of self-worth, whether it's the job that you're in, whether it's an important relationship that you need to work on, whether it's some of the things that you know that you're doing in your life, some of the attitudes that you're carrying around that you just know are plain wrong. Are you just going to sit there and talk about it and whinge about it and blame someone else about it? Or are you going to do something about it? Well, I'd suggest you could do a lot worse than adopt what I've come to call the McShay method. Who does what by when? And take the first three tasks and own them for yourself. Own them. Set a goal, set an objective, and then start doing the things that you need to do to get there. By the end of the year, I'll whatever it is. And then you can get focused on the things that you are going to do to make it happen. Now, this is pretty basic, but it's incredibly powerful. Of course, there are going to be some things that you can't do on your own. But set that goal and get started with some doing, and I guarantee you'll be amazed at the changes that start to happen in your life. Now, does God bless hard work and dedication and perseverance? You betcha he does. Please don't get me wrong. God is a God of grace and forgiveness and mercy, and we don't have to do one single thing to work our way into his favor. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you read anything in the Bible, just read even a few chapters that you'd care to pick at random in the New Testament, let's say, and you can't miss the focus on perseverance and dedication to the task. Again, have a listen to this. It comes from a New Testament letter, the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. It says, "But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away, they immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not just hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing." So, what do you think? Need some important breakthroughs in your life? Need a fresh start in this area or that area of your life? I'm very much about praying. I'm very much for talking it through with God, for seeking his leading, absolutely. But there comes a time when we have to step out and start doing it. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Okay, got that clear? That's where God wants you to head? Now, who does what by when? Remember it, it's called the McShay method. Before we go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time window, with a different perspective.